Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. We're coming to you on a Saturday to talk about Sunday's four-match slate. I'm joined by Ryan Belangi. I'm Adam Zdroik. Ryan, we are in the middle of a two-game slate, and in about 25 minutes, we're going to get lineups for Tottenham and Everton. So it's just a busy Saturday morning for us here, but we're still providing content for a four-gamer on Sunday.
Yeah, maybe we can win something while we're doing the show today.
Right. I think at halftime, Ryan was just saying he's in fifth place and seventh place of the main GPP. So we'll see what happens with that. We're inches away from a Wolves goal we had in the first half, but we'll see what happens over the next
hope to
many
get lucky
minutes. But for this one, we got four matches, so a little more. Today's two game slate was. It felt like a Sunday slate, I guess you could say. It was, I think there's one defender between 3,300 and 5,000, and it just made things kind of weird. It forced me into Johnny. I know we've had Johnny discussions in the past. In one of my lineups, I decided on Johnny over Anthony Robinson. Didn't work out in the first half. We'll see how that goes. But for this one, we have Arsenal at Leeds, implied goal total just over 3. I think that number dropped from earlier in the week. We have a question on Gabriel Jesus and Mason Mount. So before, I guess, we get into it here, Mason Mount, it was released yesterday. He's set to have a scan on his thigh today, so maybe we'll have more information on that. We'll see if he starts. As for Jesus, he missed the midweek match. And as you can see in our note, Arteta had his press conference this morning and was basically like, yeah, he picked up an issue and he didn't travel with them Thursday. So he's a doubt for this one. We could see Nketiah up front there for Arsenal. So we got a couple questions of maybe main pieces, maybe not main pieces. But so for forward, Ryan, I guess just in these four games in general, does anything stand out to you, or is it like this? You got to think Arsenal and Leeds goals in this match, but what about these other games here? Any early thoughts on them?
Yeah, it's a tricky slate. Arsenal getting a lot of respect. Total above 2 away to Leeds. I mean, I guess Leeds is, you know, they give up goals, but Arsenal's been really good this season. So, I mean, it's weird that, like, Arsenal away to Leeds is a better spot than United and Chelsea, but it makes sense with the way the season's gone. The prices, the pricing's interesting on this slate. Manchester United's really cheap. We'll get into that. Southampton's really cheap. And then Arsenal's really expensive. So, yeah, I don't know. It's tricky. You know, to be honest, I just pulled it up about 10 minutes ago, so I'm still kind of looking through it, but I think we can figure it out.
Yeah, I put together a lineup yesterday. I don't know. It took me like 2 minutes, and there's like cheap guys. This is for cash games.
Yeah.
If you want to go both Arsenal guys and JWP, like there's a way around it that like the rest of your lineup isn't ridiculous, which normally you wouldn't say when you put, you know, three high-end guys in there, but like we have, like if Tomiyasu starts again, like he's going to be a cheap fullback. We have some Southampton guys if you want to go there. There's just cheap guys. We'll get into Gallagher as we talk midfielders. Like there are cheap guys who aren't, you know, massive punts or anything. So,
yeah, I'm glad you said that because I also put a lineup together in about 5 minutes that I thought was pretty good, and it has zero Arsenal players. So,
So I guess let's get into it. So are you?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Do you not want to pay for Saka and Martinelli here at their prices?
Okay, so no, I would like to. Yeah, I mean, okay. Saka and Martinelli, they're the best plays. You know, they have a high floor and the highest goal total. They're expensive though. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I want to play them. Let's see, like, if we have enough value, or let's see, you know. So I was just going down the list. You know, Jared Bowen, 8,600. Then I saw away to Southampton. You know, pretty good matchup. Bowen's been pretty good, and he's got a pretty high floor. You know, still splitting sets, tons of goal and assist upside, 90 minutes. So, I mean, I don't know. I think the gap in price between Bowen and those Arsenal guys is a little bit too much. I do prefer the Arsenal guys if they were the same price, but they're not. So, I don't know. I didn't mind starting with Bowen.
I agree with that. It's just too much between those guys. It just depends where you want to spend this extra cash if you don't go high on those Arsenal guys. Like, for some reason, I know Reece James is out, but I'm just seeing here that he's 8,500, which is...
Yeah. Okay, so... it's nice that Reece James is out, actually, because 8,500, like, we wouldn't play him anyways without set pieces.
It's wild.
It's nice not to have to deal with that. But yeah, okay, so I would just like to, just skipping ahead a little, I have three midfielders in this build, and, you know, there's some decent midfielders on this slate, but I guess if you don't pay up for one of the midfield spots, then you could maybe pay up for an Arsenal forward and Bowen. I haven't really looked into that yet, but it could be possible if you don't play like Christian Eriksen, for instance, or I don't know, one of the other expensive midfielders.
Overall, it seems like the forward position maybe isn't one. There's been a lot of slates where it's been like we kind of need the money, so let's spend down a little bit at forward. But I mean, I guess you look at it like, it's not like Southampton are in the worst situation, and it seems like every match their guys are underpriced. Like, we got Adam Armstrong, Joe Rebo are down here in like a 4K range. You know, home against West Ham isn't terrible. It's not like what at Man City. It's not even It's not even the same as at Aston Villa, at Wolves. I'm just looking at recent matches here. Like, they're home. I mean, they need points. They're sitting near the bottom of the table. You still got
it's a fine spot to target, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess you could go Arsenal, you could go Bowen. You have guys up here that are fine to spend on, but if you want to spend on, as you said, three midfielders, a couple midfielders, it's not terrible to go down here. So there's a lot of ways we can go, basically.
Yeah, and I was actually looking at a guy who I'm pretty sure I've never played in cash before. But now this doesn't mean anything, but he had a 24-point floor in the Europa League on Thursday. It's the cheapest I've ever seen Rashford, 6,100. He's been playing 90 minutes, and, you know, I would never consider him in cash, but he's like $800 more than Che Adams, you know? I don't know. Like, if Rashford was, let's say, 7,100, you'd think, okay, it's pretty good GPP play for 7,100. Like, he probably should be 8,200, you know? So I don't know. I'd be okay playing Rashford, I think, at that price.
Right. If he was a little more expensive, I wouldn't do it. I mean, midweek match, but like Manchester,
that doesn't mean much, obviously. He's been in like really good form shots. Though, Rashford.
Mm. And like, yeah, and it seems like he's a guy that's going to go 92, so you have that in there.
Look at this game log. He's never went I see that. Well, he went 59 minutes against City when they got crushed, but yeah, he's playing 90 minutes almost every time, at least 80s. I don't know. I'm just saying it's something I considered that I wouldn't normally consider because that's cheap.
Mm-hmm. Right. It doesn't seem like I guess Marshall is technically a doubt, so he'd be the one guy on the bench that would come on. And I guess you got Sancho there too, who's been kind of removed
Sancho
from the 44, lineup a little bit.
4,400 for Sancho.
If he starts. I mean, he didn't even play in their last league match, so.
Yeah, he's kind of out of favor right now.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's, I don't know, the I guess outside of the Arsenal prices, like a lot of these prices, it makes sense. Granted, like why is Rashford 3,000 cheaper than his teammates, Antony and Ronaldo? That's weird. So, that's
right. I mean, Rashford, just take that, like, Is Antony, that's who's going to start. Yeah, is he a better player than Rashford? Just if they were the same price. Like, I don't really think so. So that's crazy, right? That doesn't make sense, obviously. So
no, yeah, Antony, goal in his first three Premier League matches.
Yeah, and
he's going to
yeah.
have people looking at him kind of a thing.
For sure. No, yeah, he's been good. He's been getting subbed early. But yeah, it's just a big price tag.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, at forward, I like a guy like Scamacca, 7,100. Not in cash games, but just like forwards to consider here. We know Southampton's back line is pretty bad, so Scamacca has been pretty good, as you can see, back to back games with goals, 5 shots in the game against Fulham. I think he was completely rested midweek as well, so that. That's a boost right there. So, but I mean, 80 minutes in the last match, it was a situation between those guys, him and Antonio, where it's like those guys would maybe do 60 minutes, 70 minutes kind of thing. But I think for right now, it seems like Scamacca kind of has that role for West Ham, just like a tournament idea.
Yeah, and definitely then, good tournament idea. He scored some nice goals.
Yeah. Havertz is 5,400. I won't be looking at that match really. From like Aubameyang, whoever starts up front really for Chelsea, just the way Aston Villa have been defending. I mean, we saw them, I think it was 1-1 against Manchester City like a month ago. They're just playing super defensive. They aren't allowing a ton of opportunities. Probably not a match I'm going to target though.
Yeah, they always try to get you with that Havertz price, huh? 5,400. I mean, no, yeah, you're right though. It's not the match I want to target either. 5,400 for Havertz. I just have to have a little bit of exposure in GBPs. Just takes one chance for 5,400, you know. Chelsea mm-hmm. are obviously a better team than Villa. They've been playing well. So, but yeah, I agree. That's not the match I want to target.
Are we at a point right now? It has like the Graham Potter's Chelsea turned into Brighton to where we're not gonna look at Aston Villa guys because they're playing Graham Potter's side.
Kind of, you know, and they already had a really good defense. I mean, it hadn't been playing well, but think of last season. Just think of the player they had. I mean, they won the Champions League based on their defense. So, yeah, like it's not a spot where you want to target these Villa guys. And, like, they're cheaper than they've been, but they're not as cheap as Southampton, for example. So, yeah, no, no. Yeah, I don't want Villa, do you, against Potter?
No. I guess, I mean, McGinn here is 4,600. A guy who gets to his numbers with what's Luis here. But, not their forwards, not their attacking players. Luis is 4,400. But, yeah, I mean, it just feels like this isn't a game that's going to be up and down. So what are we, like, trying to go with here? Like, what's the thought process in going with this match when you have cheaper Southampton guys in
right?
In
so like you said, right.
Should have more goals.
So like, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if the thought process would be, you would want, like, if I was to play an Aston Villa guy, it would be like Ollie Watkins. You know, you're not going to get there with a floor from any of these other guys. You just want the one chance at a low-owned goal or, like, you know, who knows what can happen. Chelsea can get a red card, maybe he scores 2 goals. I'm not going to do it, but, like, that's what I would look for, like a low-owned forward.
Right. I mean, you just look at it. It's like Ollie Watkins, more than 2 shots in one of his last 5 matches. So, like, why is that going to change against Chelsea?
Right, right. It's just you're going to have to hope for, like, a lucky goal, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if Nketiah starts, is he going to be any of your lineups here, 7,900?
Yeah, I think he'd have to be. He's so much cheaper than these other guys. And he can score two goals. He'll have to get there with goals, though. You know, he's not going to go 90 minutes. He doesn't have much of a floor. But of course he can score. So yeah, I think so. And, you know, I don't think do you think he'd be popular if he starts? Like, sort of, but not like crazy.
No. Where's Bamford?
People don't like to play him. And
Bamford's
like
4,500.
Yeah, like, especially with some of the prices on these other guys, people don't really like to play Nketiah.
Mm-hmm. Nketiah went 90 midweek. I'm not sure what that means for this game, but if Jesus is out, there's a chance Nketiah goes 90 again in back-to-back matches. A slight chance, I'd say, so.
Right, I mean, Arsenal really only have two number nines, Jesus and Nketiah. That's it.
Yeah, so the other move would be if, like, they completely changed formations and Nketiah wouldn't go 90. That would be the case. But yeah, I mentioned Bamford, 4,500. You know, we've seen Arsenal allow goals.
He's fine. Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Not the craziest move. I guess he's kind of, like, he's in that Southampton range. And would you prefer, like, the Southampton guys or Bamford right there?
That's a good question. I mean, I think it'd be easy to just say the Southampton guys, but I think they're about equal. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I've watched a lot of Arsenal, and they've been really good for the most part, but they still they're still inconsistent during matches sometimes, especially on the road. Like, if they get a lead, you're surprised sometimes that they're just hanging on a little bit, or at least the other team has a lot of possession and can create chances here and there. So, yeah, no, Bamford scoring wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, he went 62 minutes last match. He's still, you know, working up his fitness. I'd say maybe closer to 70 minutes kind of a thing for this one, but okay, yeah, that's pretty good for forward. We kind of talked about everyone here. Yeah, I guess I do have to mention, like, Chelsea and Potter have, at least the last few matches, like, he's pretty much rotated a bit in league play and Champions League. In Champions League, like, they've been with the 3-4-2-1, like, that classic formation. And then in league play, it's been a little different. Like, you throw Reece James out of there, but they had, like, kind of like a 4-2-3-1 last league match, home against Wolves, whereas, like, Azpilicueta and Cucurella there at fullback. So, I mean, something to monitor, like, because that's going to depend on what things look like for Chelsea's lineup. The assumption is that Gallagher is going to be in there. You know, he came on for Mount midweek and then went almost 90 last week. And so I guess
I agree with that. I think they were, well, I don't know. I don't want to, I think they were trying to accommodate Reece James on the wing. Was Reece was playing in the Champs League or in the league?
Champs League.
Oh yeah. So they've been playing then. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think you have the formation right is what I was going to say. Like, mm-hmm. It seems like they're going to play four and have Conor McGallagher.
Yeah. Cause they're 3-4-2-1 in Champions League where Reece James got hurt and went 62 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So something to keep an eye on, but like we could have, we'll see what Potter wants to do. Like he did have Sterling on the left wing at one point, but that'd probably be Cucurella, maybe Loftus Cheek if they do a 3-4-2-1. Something to monitor here. But if Gallagher starts, and pretty much no matter who else starts, are you just plugging in Gallagher for cash games here at 5,300?
Yeah, if Gallagher starts, like, yeah, you just play him no matter what. It's too cheap, right? For a favorite set piece taker, and he's also playing a bit more attacking for Chelsea, at least he has been. Yeah, that's just too cheap. You just play him, right?
I think you do. I mean, you look at the odds. We did say maybe don't look at this matchup for a ton of players, but he's too cheap.
But
he's cheaper than Granit Xhaka, which kind of says it all right there. So I think you just put him in, and it allows you to go forward. But I think a bigger question, I guess, might be, do you go Ward-Prowse 8,300? Seems kind of cheap on him. I think it's been a while since we've seen Southampton on one of these classic slates, or at least one we've talked about, a couple matches, I'd say, but maybe the last time we talked about it, he was 10.2K at Aston Villa. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
8,300 home against West Ham. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you just play him, right? Okay. yeah, maybe, you know, he didn't do anything against City last game. You know, that's expected. He didn't do anything against Chelsea. But, like, home to West Ham, yeah, it's too cheap, like you said. I mean, you'd expect him to be 9K here, and, like, you wouldn't be shocked if he was 9,500. I don't know. Yeah, I think for cash games, you just play him.
Yeah, he was like, okay, he was 7,400 for the trip to Man City. Okay, so that makes sense. But this does seem kind of cheap compared to the rest of the season. If you just
I think there are times when people would have seen this and just jammed him in. But just for whatever reason, the way Southampton are playing this game log, like for some reason, it'll be a question for some people, or maybe he won't. He won't just be a lock in the spot for some people, but I don't know. For cash games, yeah, I don't see how you don't play him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, otherwise, what else is there? We have right. Eriksen here at 8,100, home against Newcastle. You know, he's taken set pieces, but it's just like
it's okay, but yeah, it's not as good as Ward-Prowse. You know?
You have Ward-Prowse also on PKs that has to go into consideration, and it just doesn't seem like. I don't know. The upside isn't there with Eriksen, I guess. He's on set pieces, but how much does that mean? It doesn't seem like Manchester United are getting a ton of corners as it is. I do think this is a hard matchup to read just based off Newcastle, but I think it would be pretty tight, though.
Yeah, that is a hard matchup to read. But I agree. That's an interesting matchup. Man U at home again, because they were at home in Europa League in a must-win spot, and I actually watched that whole game, and they got very lucky to steal it in the 95th minute with Scott McTominay. Right. I mean, just a heartbreaker, absolute heartbreaker for Apoel or whoever they were playing.
Was it Ammonia Nicosia?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. I thought I froze. Yeah, anyways. So they're cheap here, but like, I don't know, that it was about to be sort of like, I don't know, like a mini crisis again for United. And then they sort of bounced out of it. Now they're back at home. I don't know. Like I mentioned with Rashford, he's cheap, and look at Bruno, 6,800. Yeah, I mean, or 6,500. Bruno's 6,500. I mean,
wow.
I mean, he hasn't been taking sets. So I guess you probably, you know, you're not really looking at him in cash games. I don't know. Maybe you could, though, as like a last piece in. 6,500 just, I don't know. It seems weird, you know?
Would you play Odegaard? I guess for tournaments, would you play Odegaard or would you play Bruno here? About the same price.
that's a tough.
I mean, they're kind of the same role for their teams. Maybe they're not going to get corners, but, you know, a set piece on top of the box or something like that.
You think Bruno will be more popular?
I don't know.
I mean, no one ever plays Odegaard. And I mean, so normally people would look and play the guy who's in the better spot with the higher goal total. But when you have Odegaard versus Bruno, I don't know. I could see Bruno being higher owned. I don't know, who would I play? I don't know. That's a tough question. I'm not sure.
Goal odds, we got Odegaard at +300 and Bruno is +210, which I don't really agree with, but these are the odds. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, if Bruno's playing in front of Eriksen and somebody else, it's like, I don't know. You figure he should be scoring more goals or having more chances than he has, but I don't know.
Speaking of goal odds, I think I just want to go back to forward here. So these Southampton guys, Shea Adams, 5,300, Adam Armstrong, 5,300, 3,900, +230 to score. Same odds as Antony at 9,500.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it makes sense, but just based off probably, like the team goal odds, it's kind of weird. But I guess, you know, Southampton 1.29 implied total, so it's not that far down there. So okay, I guess Ronaldo kind of takes all the.
I think it makes sense. Yeah, because like when Ronaldo and Rashford start, Anthony is way out there wide, and like his path to scoring a goal is a little tougher.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just what I maybe not. It's just a guess, but I see him always like hugging the touchline, cutting in, trying to take long shots, trying to beat guys, trying to whip crosses in, at least when Rashford and Ronaldo are there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that just seems to make sense with pretty much how Ronaldo plays.
So and Newcastle's not like a, you know, like a cake matchup or anything.
No, no. Yeah, that's why this one was kind of hard to read, because we saw the 3-3 result against Man City, and in home games, like Newcastle love to pressure, love to push. So I wonder if they're just going to change up their style a little bit, just being away from home. Manchester United have been pretty good at home in league play.
I mean, yeah, like, I don't know. You could see, someone could say like, well, yeah, Rashford and Bruno, and they're so cheap because this game's just going to end 0-0 or something, you know, like sometimes
We haven't really seen it this season, I don't think, but end of last season with Howe, there's a lot of, you know, Newcastle 1-0 matches kind of a thing, just low scoring, maybe 1-1 kind of matches without a ton of opportunities for either side. I wonder if that happens here, but
yeah,
as I said, it could go 3-3 like the Man City game. So I'm not positive what's going to actually, how this game is going to go here.
No, me either.
Otherwise, midfield, I mean, we still have some interesting options. I mentioned the Villa guys, but probably you'd rather, like, Brendan Aaronson here is 5,200. He's been cheaper than Jack Harrison. I mean, for a good reason all season, but, I mean, he's 5,200. Maybe not in cash games when you have Gallagher here, but just guys to consider for tournaments. Does anyone else stand out down here? If you want the two Aston Villa corners, you got Douglas Luiz at 4,400. You playing Thomas Partey here at 3,900?
Are we back?
Yeah, you're back. Are you playing Thomas Partey here at 3,900?
Am I out again? Yeah, there's like a storm here, and it's windy and raining like crazy. Thomas Partey at 3,900. I don't really want to. I don't know. Do you?
No, I was just like running I was running through the midfield list. Does any of these like sub 5K guys stand out for you?
So last year I was jamming Partey in these spots. But this year he's just playing deeper, and Xhaka's much further forward. Yeah, does anybody stand out down here? I don't know. Did you say anybody yet?
No one really stands out. Not in terms of I was mentioning, like if you want a couple Villa corners with Douglas Luiz, but I mean not for tournaments. Like these guys are just like fine plays. I was talking about Brendan Aaronson, 5,200.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be okay with Brendan Aaronson,
and then. I think we got confirmation. It must have been in the Champions League that Jorginho is taking PKs over Aubameyang, and he's 3,500.
So that's fine for tourneys.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, central midfielders, defensive midfielders. Where's Jacob Murphy, 4,700? We just got the news this morning that Saint-Maximin injured himself again, basically. So. That spot on Newcastle's left side is going to be open to like Murphy and Fraser. So something to keep an eye on. Maybe not in this matchup, but.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really want to take a chance on any of these guys.
No, it's like Jorginho. And I mean, maybe if like Loftus-Cheek played on the wing.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Loftus-Cheek on the wing. I could get behind that.
I mean, you see Elanga right here at 4,000. He just really hasn't been playing in league play. So
yeah, he's
not even sure he's possible, worth a mention. But right.
I guess it's possible. Maybe Ten Hag is – maybe he's pissed after that Europa League match.
Well, the first one, they went down a goal 2 weeks ago against in that matchup, and then they came back. Jacob Ramsey, always GPP, 4,300. Stuart Armstrong, another Southampton guy. The thing with Southampton is, like, you don't know where their goals are coming from. They're all pretty random, and they've been pretty bad this season. So it's kind of, if you want to go Southampton, it's like, take your pick and good luck kind of a thing.
Yeah, you could maybe play Stuart Armstrong. I don't know, but yeah, you're right.
Sorry, I'm just looking at these games are going on right now. So while we've been talking, Mitrovic had a PK and Ruben Neves had a PK, and I think there was a missed PK for Nottingham Forest. So I'm just going through the game logs of what's happening here.
Damn, Neves. Okay.
Yeah, Brennan Johnson missed a PK apparently.
So. Wow, my guy Brennan.
Yeah. Sorry
That's
about
too
that.
Bad. Yeah.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So, for defender is, I don't know, what do we do at defender? So we have Ben Chilwell if he starts, we got Cucurella if he starts, that'll be on the left, at left. So if they're playing four in the back, if they're full back, are you looking at either of those Chelsea guys?
Not really. Like, are you? If they're playing four at the back, they don't do anything except take set pieces. It seems like in this spot. I mean, as far as floor points, they're going to be pretty dependent. Go ahead.
If they play in the wing, are you going to consider them then?
Yeah. Like I wouldn't love it, but like for tournaments. Yeah. Even though I don't love this matchup on the wing, Cucurella or Chilwell could show up with a goal. I mean, they do get forward. I don't know. It seems like you like it less than I do, no matter where they line up.
sort of.
Yeah.
Just like the overall numbers. I was the Aston Villa Nottingham Forest match. I was on a lot of the unders and under corners. Like Aston Villa aren't allowing corners really to, I think they gave up maybe it might've not even been four corners to Manchester City in that game. There's just like, there's not a ton of things happening in their matches. And I'm not sure Trippier here. Like, are you considering Trippier in this matchup? It just doesn't seem like he's worth it either, 5,700.
Yeah. I am, though. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it doesn't seem like he's worth it in a vacuum, but on this slate when there's, I don't know, he's the best defender on this slate, like, pretty clearly. I don't know. I don't really expect Man U to just dominate possession. Like, this isn't City against Newcastle. I don't know. I still think Trippier has the highest floor of all the defenders in this spot. He's not like a great player or anything, but I still think he's the best. So I would try to play him in cash games, and I'm not a Trippier guy, and I still think he's the best. And I don't know. It seems like you don't want to play him though.
It depends. As I said, that original lineup I had both Saka and Martinelli. Like, I'm not going to have money for Trippier, basically.
So if you're, it's interesting because if you play the Arsenal guys, then maybe you don't play Trippier, and there's some cheap defenders to play. I don't know. I guess we can just go down. Like, look at this range right below 4K. I mean, I don't know if I could play a Luke Shaw, but I mean, we were playing Luke Shaw at 6K before. Now he's 3.9. Tierney, 3.9. I mean, again, was Zinchenko out there? You kind of got to like Tierney here for 3.9. He's not a great play, but
I think Tomiyasu starts again.
Over Tierney?
Tierney,
they both start, no?
I don't know if Tierney went 90 on Thursday, but Tierney did start on Thursday.
Okay,
and
so no
Tomiyasu kind of locked down Mo Salah, you know, that last league match.
Okay. But anyways, the best option I think is Kyle Walker-Peters in that range for 3,800. So I can't believe I'm saying like he's a better option than Shaw. Maybe he's not. Like, if you want to play Luke Shaw, go ahead. But
go for
it. I think Kyle Walker-Peters is a little too cheap.
Right. As I was saying, with the Saka Martinelli lineup, I plugged in Romain Perrault and Kyle Walker-Peters in this 4K range. It's not like this is an impossible matchup. West Ham are another team who, you know, have UEFA matches midweek. So, like, they, you know, have the extra match. I guess, I think, they're home against Anderlecht. But, you know, still
these
minutes
are the spots
on them.
Where Southampton, like, need to pick up points, you know? Kyle Walker-Peters is good. And he does a bit of everything, actually.
The other thing I will say, as we talk about this match, is, like, West Ham... You see our projected 11. They have some question marks. I think Carrer missed Thursday's game. Zuma's maybe dealing with some sickness, but like Dawson got hurt in that game. Agbana got hurt in Thursday's game. So you have those questions. Like, you have questions on their back line. We could see something else with them. So something to keep an eye on when lineups come out. Like, if it's something weird, like if Ben Johnson's back playing center back again like he was earlier in the season, I think that's, you know, a spot to target. Because when you saw earlier in the season, like, Ben Johnson's not a great center back in a four-man back line. So, but I guess we kind of looked over Cresswell here at 4.9K. Is he out of the equation? Or if you don't go Trippier, would you consider him if you had the money here?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I think, you know, you don't really love him, but let's say you loved your lineup and could only get to him instead of Trippier. I think that'd be fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite of what we had this morning for Saturday's slate in terms of just like defender options. Like, these guys are all fine. Like, if you don't want to go Trippier or even Cresswell, there are guys down here that are decent options. Maybe not the Aston Villa guys, as I'm just scrolling through here. They're kind of expensive for this matchup, but I mean, we mentioned pretty much what's available to us. And if you want Tomiyasu at 3K, he's down there. I don't think anyone else really stands out unless I'm missing someone here. Do you have any other ideas down here outside of
Not really.
Below 4K here?
Nah, not no one that I like, really. No one that I'm, like, jumping to play. I don't know.
Luke Ayling, if he starts, he's 4K, but still probably not a guy who's going to be going 90. Pascal Strike is 4,300. Probably not.
Yeah, like, probably not, you know? I was just looking at... I was making a lineup with the Arsenal forward instead. Bowen with Martinelli, just because he's cheaper. Ward-Prowse, Gallagher, Walker-Peters. You can do it. You have to punt keeper and then punt another spot. You can do it if you want to. I was just like looking at my 2v2 because I said I had Rashford, but didn't know what I was going to do at Util or at the flex. Like, what were you thinking? I mean, are you going to play a third midfielder there or a third defender or what?
Depends what I come. It depends everything else. The first lineup I made, I ended up with 3K in my utility. So, like...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that's what I would have too if I play one of these Arsenal guys or, you know, somewhere around there. I just don't know if I want that.
Right. That'd be basically Tomiyasu here.
Right. And so, like, you could play, you know, Saka, Martinelli, and Tomiyasu or, like, or Rashford and Eriksen. Like, or Bruno and Rashford and a better goalkeeper. Or, like, not even Rashford, you know, who I don't know. Like, it's tough. It's like you got to decide if you really want those Arsenal guys or, like, how big of a priority they are.
Well, so who do you prefer between Saka and Martinelli? I guess we didn't really discuss that.
Well, Saka has pens. But other than that, like, I mean, I would prefer Saka if they were the same price.
Okay.
But like Martinelli's a good play too. I mean, they split sets. Their floors are similar. I still think Saka's is a little, you know, just a little bit higher. I mean, Martinelli started the season really hot. But yeah, I like both of them. I don't know. Do you have a preference?
I just say Saka for PKs. I think that's probably the smart move.
Yeah,
it's only 500 more, but you know, you got the PK upside. It's just hard to, like, what else are you going to do with that $500? But I just swapped out Martinelli for Bowen, and that takes you from like a Tomiyasu to up to like the Cresswell range kind of a thing. So,
yeah, and you know, see, the thing is, Bowen's a pretty good play just like on his own, so that's why I don't mind doing it. I think Bowen's a good play for 8,600.
I mean, I guess for tournaments, like, Tomiyasu isn't a tournament guy. I don't even know if he made the score sheet last season, but
he's still... Oh, 3K. Yeah, I just saw that 3K.
He's still, like, in most matchups, it's like he's going to get to 5 points.
Yeah, you could play Tomiyasu. I guess I don't know why I thought he was more than that for some reason. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so 3K in cash, I wouldn't mind Tomiyasu. Yeah, right. That's a good call. That's a good call.
Yeah, I mean, he's not even like a Tierney who gets probably more forward and sends in more crosses, but you know, just defensive stance.
Yeah, you're not going to get much offense from Tomiyasu, but look, like a couple, like a cross, a shot assisted,
Yeah, I mean, he had a 5-point floor against Liverpool, so why can't he have a 5-point floor against anyone, really? So
yeah, for 3K, I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm. For goalkeeper, depends how much money do you have, but are you going to spend up at goalkeeper here?
I don't think so. I mean, the first thing, like, I just put in Emi Martinez.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, that seems like the most obvious play here.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I agree. Like, spending up, I don't know. You never really want to spend up for an Arsenal keeper away. I don't know. I still feel that way. You know. I mean, this is a different Arsenal team, and you're not going to be surprised if they keep a clean sheet against Leeds. But, yeah, I'm not, like, going out of my way to spend up for Arsenal here.
You say that, and Arsenal actually have 3 clean sheets and 4 away matches this season.
It's a new Arsenal team. It's a new Arsenal team. It is.
Yeah, I mean, it's Leeds at home. Yeah, it is still, like, kind of tough. Like, you see the 35% clean sheet odds.
Right, 35% clean sheet odds, right. So I guess, I see Chelsea. You'd play Chelsea keeper in cash, I guess, at those odds.
Right.
But still, I'm not, like, it's okay, I guess.
Yeah, it just feels like Emi Martinez, 4,100. If one match was to go scoreless, it would be this game, I think. I mean, we Chelsea are having some success here under Potter, and they are scoring goals. But if we remember, like, from Potter's teams at Brighton, those teams weren't very good at, you know, scoring consistently. I'm not saying, you know, these Chelsea guys are the same as Brighton guys, but just, you know, the style of play combined with Villa style of play, like, that match to go scoreless kind of a thing at 4,100.
Yeah,
it just seems like you know,
that, better that clean sheet odds than Pope and Newcastle above him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah, it just seems like why go with these other guys? I mean, I guess you could, yeah, I mean, he's got better odds than the other ones. What? No interest in going Bizzunu either. Probably no interest in going Fabianski. It's almost like either go Kepa or go Martinez is kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Cool. All right. Any other thoughts here? What do we got? We just ran through this. We're still these matches. No other goals have been scored, if I'm correct here. Let's get some more final thoughts on this slate, and then we'll look over the Everton Tottenham lineups here. What's the best tournament move do you think will be in this match? You gotta think like the Arsenal guys will be popular outside of Odegaard, and we'll see who starts up front. Who's going to be the second most popular team? Do you actually think, like, whoever starts for Chelsea, like, you got to think Havertz at 5,400 will be pretty popular if he starts?
This is such a weird slate. Like, who's going to be popular? Somewhat.
You can't think Ronaldo's going to be that popular at 9,900. That seems kind of odd, but
he is Ronaldo, I don't really think so.
I honestly like Shea Adams as much as I like Ronaldo on the slate. I don't know if that means I'm an idiot.
Adams too. I don't think you're an idiot. Shea Adams he's like going to be one of the few forwards I play for sure. I definitely like Shea. I mean, I already mentioned it. I think people are going to play this guy, but I hope they don't. But just Rashford, man. I mean, 6,100. He's in good form, so I'm going to play some Rashford. I think people will just agree with me when they see that price, but maybe not. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Besides that, there's not much, man. I like Che Adams too. I like the Southampton guys. Like, that's my strategy normally. That's probably going to be my strategy again when you have some midfielders to pay for. Like, I don't know. I'm going to spend up for Arsenal guys. I'll spend up for a couple midfielders and then look for some of these cheap forwards.
Right. I think you could pretty much, I'm in agreement here, but based off my comments on the show, you could probably guess what I'm thinking. Probably going to go Arsenal and then both sides in the Southampton West Ham match.
Both sides. Yep. I like both. Yeah. I like Bowen for tournaments as well. Scamacca for tournaments. You can even play the other attackers on West Ham. Yeah, I agree.
Just combine with, you know, West Ham playing midweek and some injuries in there and Southampton matches in general are higher scoring. I'm probably going to bet like over 2.5 in that match. I'm not sure what the odds are on that one, but it just seems like those are the best ones to target. And yeah, I mean, you can look at the cheap Manchester United guys and that'll be a popular route. So that's probably why I'm not going to go there. That's kind of what I'm going with. I'm not sure I'm going to change my mind even if lineups are different or anything. So,
no, I don't think you should. I think that's a good plan. Just
win some money. All right.
Yep. I'm sorry. I was just looking at the Spurs Everton lineup. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah. Let's take a look here. So we got
Perisic and Doherty on the wing for Spurs with Son, Richarlison, and Kane up top.
Yeah, we got someone at RotoWire plugging in incorrect lineups, I see, so I'll fix that because Ben Davies is not a left-sided midfielder. Neither is Richarlison.
Everton looks like they – oh, Anthony Gordon suspended. Okay. Gray, Mopai, McNeil up top for – Everton, you know, just a random thing about Everton. You know, I've watched him a few times recently and a few times earlier in the season. And I went out of my way earlier in the season. I sent a couple messages to my brother saying just like, I couldn't believe how bad Alex Iwobi was. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, and these last few games, he's been playing unbelievable. Like I've, I've been so impressed with Iwobi recently, and it's just funny when that happens. Like I couldn't even believe he was on a Premier League team, and now he's actually looked really good. Anyways.
Yeah, no, he's came on, I guess it was late last season, second half of last season, and this season he's been, I mean, he's probably made the score sheet a few times in a row here, but.
He's actually, two of the goals he scored were amazing, but even besides the goals, he's been everywhere. And normally why, like, I was so down on him was because he's just not an accurate passer. You know, he's got a heavy touch. He doesn't, like, weight his passes well. He's good at, like, the physical side of the game, running everywhere and that type of stuff, but he was just letting Everton down. They'd be in great spots and he wouldn't play somebody in or just be a touch off, but he's been much, much better recently.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think's going to happen this match?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Tottenham, man. I mean, you never know with Spurs, like in spots, you think they're going to do well and have possession and create the most chances. Sometimes they don't, sometimes they do. I don't know. What do you think is going to happen?
I was on Everton last week and they kind of let me down against Manchester United. Like some of their, you know, weak spots kind of shined in that loss a little bit. I guess Iwobi got the opening goal on that one, but this does feel like an under. Like Everton are probably going to try for just keep this game tight as possible, not, you know, not allow Son to get on the counter, not allow Kane to get on the counter, kind of a thing. But I mean, I do just like Everton more than last season. Like they have Gay and Onana in there, and like their back line with Tarkowski and Cody is better than last season. So I still think like last season is still in a lot of people's minds for Everton, and that's kind of where some value has been this season. So maybe like I'll probably do a Pickford lineup is kind of what I'm coming down to here.
Pickford captain. I don't mind that. Like you'd think like this should be a spot for Spurs, you know, coming off a nice win in the Champions League, and like Everton struggled to create chances here, but Spurs always seem to give a few chances even to the lesser teams. But yeah, I agree. I can see sort of a under, sort of a stalemate. I don't know. You never know with Spurs. I'm bad at predicting Spurs. I get them wrong all the time. So
yeah. I guess we have the Richarlison, maybe not revenge, but just game against his former club. So that's something to keep in mind here. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think of that.
But all right, that's all we got for Sunday's.
How is this Wolves game still going?
I just saw it's in like 10th minute of stoppage time. I'm not sure what's going on. I think there's a lot of VAR checks around those PKs.
There must have been.
So we're still waiting on, Ryan's still waiting on that Jose Sa winning clean sheet here as we ride it out. The Max Kilman, Johnny stack here, or at least that's my stack. I'm waiting for that clean sheet to hit. But Ryan, you can find him at Ryan Belongi on Twitter. These cheat sheets, rotowire.com/soccer.
Unfortunately, sorry. Yeah, right, unfortunately, I'm not going to win. I think I'm going to get like third. People got Jefferson Lerma ahead of me, Ruben Neves ahead of me. Close. Okay. Anyways, sorry.
Yeah, that's all we got. Enjoy your Saturdays, everyone. We'll be back next week. I guess we got Manchester City, Liverpool on Sunday as well. I have not looked at the contests. If the contests are intriguing, maybe I'll do a little something for that. But Ryan, thanks for coming on a Saturday, and good luck today, good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks. Good luck, everybody.